It's access all areas this Sunday as the Adelaide Festival Centre opens its doors before the 2018 season for its largest and most ambitious open day ever. Experience behind-the-scenes tours, workshops and stages like never before, and take a look inside some of the newest redevelopments, as well as food and wine, kids' workshops, performances and much more. Right now we're joined by Adelaide Festival Centre's Director of Programming, Liz Hawkins, to talk about the event and why it's so important. Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
So can you give us a brief overview of how this event will unfold on Sunday?
Certainly. So we start with an opening ceremony, so arriving by canoe on the River Torrens outside back in Elder Park. And we'll start with a wonderful welcome to country. And then at 10:45 or 10:50, the Premier will cut open the ribbon and open the doors to our first open day since 2004.
How does this compare with previous events in the past?
This is so much bigger. This is really access all areas. We want everybody to have the opportunity to see what it takes to kind of create the magic that you see on stage. So this is about walking through the new Walk of Fame and the outside areas, the new foyers. But then once you get backstage, it's about exploring all of our really fascinating technical equipment, being able to play with some of that very expensive sound and lighting equipment, you know, backstage displays, performances. You name it, we've got it back there.
Are you worried about how many people are going to show up to check out all the new redevelopments?
Well, we are aware that there were 25,000 people that attended in 2004. So we have enough, we believe, spaces, breakout areas, you know, food and beverage outlets that will be open to kind of disperse the crowd throughout the center. And it really does start at the Festival Theater going, you know, up onto the stage, you know, have a selfie under a spotlight on the stage, you know, play around with some of that equipment, see the Jubilee organ, move through the backstage areas, you know, exhibitions of amazing costumes down what we call Star Alley, you know, children's workshops. So about 75 different activities.
What sort of shows or exhibits will be running for guests?
Well, we'll have an opportunity to see some of the Adelaide Symphony Orchestra. There'll be performers from State Opera. The State Theatre Company will be rehearsing in their rehearsal room, but also talk about what it takes to create a show and, you know, kind of from the conception all the way to the end. Their workshop, you know, what it takes to build a set. There'll be other pop-up performances, Sir Kids, all sorts of roving performers as well throughout. So not just in the performance areas, but also throughout the entire event.
I'm speaking with Liz Hawkins from the Adelaide Festival Centre about this Sunday's All Access Open Day. So you're showcasing stuff from not just coming up very shortly, but stuff that's coming further down the road in 2018?
Absolutely. So we've got some of the cast of The Wizard of Oz. And of course, it's a phenomenal show. It'll be opening here in April. Really, really strong cast. I've seen it. So it's really exciting to have some of those cast members down to have a picture with some of our patrons.
What are some of the new areas that the Festival Centre will be showcasing?
Well, we've got a whole new foyer space. And of course, we're now facing the River Torrens. So our new entry is on the north side of the building, not the south. So that's really exciting for some people who haven't seen that. And this is just stage one. So we're going to go inside and you're going to see some really exciting, really lovely new foyer spaces. But it's actually only half the foyer space. The rest of that comes back online in April. And of course, throughout the next 6 months, we'll have a children's art playground. So as I said, this is stage one, and stage two will kind of continue to progress throughout the year.
Will you be holding a second open day for stage two?
Well, we're really excited about the children's art playground, so we'll definitely be launching that and the amphitheater later this year.
How many people do you expect for this Sunday's event?
Well, I'm hesitant to actually guess, but we would assume that there would be a minimum of 25,000. So the day, you know, basically the tours will start from 11 o'clock, although the opening ceremonies start from 10, and then last tour will be at 3:30.
I wonder, it's like getting there with 25,000 people, that's going to be a lot of cars parking. But also, if public transport, would this mean that the north side of the railway station will be opening shortly? Or is that still under development as part of the ongoing stage two?
Well, the north side of the train station actually opens for major events that are happening at the Oval. And we anticipate that that is going to be fully open probably by the end of this calendar year. So it won't be open Sunday. But it will, you know, there's still a lot of access from, you know, from North Terrace between the Intercontinental and the Convention Center or down King William Road. The best thing to do is public transport, or if you are coming in by car, if you're, you know, coming in from, depends on what direction, but, you know, there's the Oval car park as well as all of the car parks that are on you know, North Terrace and the Convention Center Riverbank.
When's the best time to get in on Sunday?
Well, we anticipate people will be queuing quite early from about 9 or 9.30. But, you know, certainly you want to see the ceremony that starts at 10 and Jamie Goldsmith and some of the dancers that will be along for that. It's really quite spectacular. And if you're queuing up to get in the doors, we've arranged it so you'll be able to see those opening ceremonies from the queue.
Thank you very much for speaking to us this morning, Liz.
Thank you.
That was Liz Hawkins, Programming Director for the Adelaide Festival Centre, talking about the All Access Open Day happening this Sunday. If you want to check it out, you can head down to witness the Ghana Welcome at 10 a.m.